My name is Doreen Garvey-Wandon. I'm a Wurundjeri Senior Elder and Wandoon Senior Elder, also Director of both organisations. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, and the other Kulin nations as the custodians of the lands across the Yarra Ranges, on whose unceded lands our work in the community takes place. We pay respects to all Aboriginal community elders, past and present, who have resided in the area and have been and always will be an integral part of the story of the region. Art and soul, walking on country, connecting with our history, nurturing our body, mind and soul.
David Mitchell in Melba Avenue. The views from the Melba Avenue level crossing are stunning. East is the Shams Hill, while turning northward, the ranges of the Great Divide form a magnificent backdrop across the Elizabeth Creek Flats. At the entrance of the former Cave Hill Quarry and Farm are the memorial gates dedicated to the men from Cave Hill who so gallantly served their country in World War II. The two wrought iron gates display the estate monogram DME, David Mitchell Estate, in red, and are attached to pillars constructed of Cave Hill stone. On each pillar are brass plaques bearing the names of 73 former and present employees. The gates were officially opened by Mrs. C.J. Mitchell on November 16, 1947, at an impressive ceremony. Melba Avenue was named after Dame Nellie Melba in 1955. It was formerly known as the Three Chain Road and the Old Gippsland Road, which previously stretched from Ruralbark Road through to the now Swansea Road roundabout and onto Warburton. The Melbourne to Lilydale railway line was officially opened on December 1, 1882 and was built across David Mitchell's land, one of only two railways in the state to be built across private land. The quarry soon had its own siding to transport its limestone into Melbourne.